Welcome to the Family Life Church Podcast. We hope you're blessed and encouraged to share this with someone you know. Subscribe or visit thefamilylife.org for more information.
Thank you for joining us today. It is always good to serve the Lord and to be able to share the word and to come together in unity for the purpose of the Spirit. God has called us to it this and important time. And before we begin today, I'd like for us to pray and ask God to help our minds, our lives, our homes, our families, our country, obviously so, on this day that the President has asked us to join together in a national day of prayer for our country, for our people, and believe God for healing. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you are merciful and that you are kind and that you are just to us. And I pray with our brothers and sisters around this world, this country, for the events that are taking place and all the things that we are facing right now, that you, God, would show yourself strong on our behalf, that we might be healed, that we might be directed, that we might serve you in all things and in all ways. Help us now to please you, God, to be faithful, encourage, and strengthen. We trust in you, God, and we believe in you, and we hope in you this day. And we know that we will not be disappointed because, God, you are faithful to us. Help us to be faithful to you as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the book of Malachi, the third chapter, in the 16th verse, it says this: Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Let me speak to you for a few moments about a matter of the mind. Today, as many of you are watching this broadcast, God, in his goodness, in his omniscience, knew exactly what it would be that you have or that you are presently going through. He knew before this day ever arrived what it would be that would occupy your attention, what it would be that would take up the space in your mind, even overwhelm your emotions and your feelings at particular times. He knew. He knew long before you ever arrived at where you are in life or what it might be that we all are collectively dealing with. God knew. He knew in his omniscience. He knew where we would be. He knew this day would be. He was mindful of us. And it could be just one of the reasons why he told us to do this in the book of Luke, the 10th chapter and the 27th verse. And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. He wanted us to love him with all of our mind. In other words, the entirety, the full capacity that we have, investing our concentration, our committed thoughts. He wanted us to love him in that particular way. For he knew what it would be that would attempt to take up the space in your thoughts and my thoughts otherwise, that there would be those things that would crowd in, if you would, and crowd him out. The fear, the worry, the stress, the problems that life just naturally brings to us because of the fallen nature of man. But that was not, and that is not, what he wanted you and I to think on. It was none of those things and so many more that he did not want to crowd out the love and peace that ultimately he had ordained for us and wants us to live in. There are so many things right now that are trying to gain our attention and our affection, trying to rob us of the peace and the love that we have in Jesus Christ. But as Paul said in 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter and the second verse, we don't have to be soon shaken in our mind. Like David said, our heart can be fixed on God. My heart is fixed, oh God, and the hope that we have in him, and it can be fixed in his word. Those thoughts of love, those thoughts of peace don't have to be crowded out by all the thoughts that are inundating us continually before us in the media and all the things that are surrounding us right now in conversation or how the world looks at things and how it is looking at us as well. This wonderful passage in the book of Malachi helps us to understand this in a better way, in a more clear way. It said this. Let me read it again in Malachi 3, 16. Then they that feared the Lord spake often to one another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Now look at this and understand it. Those that feared the Lord spoke often to one another. Their fear was not founded in the things of this world or all the things that were outside of their control, their sphere of influence. Their concentration wasn't there, but it was firmly fixed in the Lord. The respect and the reverence and the belief, the faith was in him. It was to him. They trusted God. Simply stated, they trusted God. Even in the midst of calamity, even when things were not comfortable and things were surrounding them that could often be misunderstood, still nonetheless, they trusted God. They feared him. It matters. Hear me. It matters where you place your trust. It matters where you plant your hope. For the word says that hope makes us not ashamed. When we hope, there is that solidity, that steadfastness in God that we can believe in it, and we are not ashamed because it ultimately will come to pass. Hope in God will not let us down, in other words. It won't disappoint us. It will be what it has promised to be. God won't let you down. He won't let you be soon shaken by all the things that surround you. You can be established, strengthened, and settled. Settled, even though there is a storm, even though there is chaos, even though there is fear, even though there's so many things that are trying to communicate otherwise. Through it all, you can have a peace in God. The result of that fear of God here in Malachi, this third chapter in 16th verse, the result of that fear and that trust in God led them to speak often to one another about this. And I think this is so unique, and I think it's so important to understand this and what he was communicating. It affected who they communicated to and what they communicated. They talked about God, who he is, and how they feared him often. They talked to one another about God. There are a lot of conversations going on right now. There are a lot of things being said. You are hearing a lot of things through the media and through all the different conversations that you're finding. It's consuming us. But here in Malachi, it says that they looked at one another, they feared God, they thought on his name, and they did it often. They talked about God often. Their time and talk was taken up with God being the subject matter. He dominated the conversation. He was the most important thing to talk about. That's what mattered. Can I tell you today, it is still the same truth. He is what matters. Our hope in him, our belief in him, our faith in him. It wasn't casual. Their talk wasn't casual. It was intentional. And I think that's important for us to understand. Their conversation, it wasn't casual, just haphazard, but it was intended. It was intentional to be talked about. They purposed it to be. It was concentrated on. It wasn't neglected, but it was done often. It was something that they determined that was going to be done, and they did so often so that it might bring them to a place of greater reverence and fear and to think on the things of God and the name of God. Should it not be the same for us? He's our hope. He's our life. Not the things of this world, not the things that it has to offer. He is our hope. Comfort one another, the word said. Comfort one another with these words. When you rise up, when you sit down, what you talk about sets the course of your mind and life, and it enables you to negotiate the difficult landscape of life that we are all walking in right now. I know there are so many things that we're dealing with that are coming against us with all the things that are presenting to us, being presented to us in our culture and our society right now. But aside from that, each of us individually are going through things in our personal life that often we find it difficult to find footing. As David said, our feet almost slipped. But it's when we come back to the house of God, when we come back to the truth of God, the knowledge of the hope in him, it's then we find ourselves finding that security that we desperately need. It said that here in Malachi, it said that God heard them. And he had it written down. He wrote it down. He penned the names of those who feared him, those who thought on his name. I find great hope in that. I find great peace in the fact that God took notice of those that were talking about him. Of those that feared his name, that thought about his name, they were thinking about him. I find hope in it today that God knows my name. I hope you're hearing this today, wherever you're at in your living rooms or wherever you might be in your life right now, listening to this, be it on the podcast or driving down the road. I hope somehow I can just say something to you to remind you that you may feel like you're alone. You might feel like that everything's falling apart and everything around you just seems to be fearful. Can I remind you that God knows your name? He knows who you are. He knows what you're going through. He knows how it feels. He is touched by the feelings of our infirmities. We can come boldly before the throne of grace. God knows my name. He speaks it. He knows it. It's written down. It's marked indelibly. Can't be washed away. It matters what you're thinking about today. It matters what's on your mind. It makes a difference in every aspect of your life and in the lives of others that you are speaking something into. When his name is the one that we think on, when all of our mind is filled with love that we have for him, for his name, there is no room for all the things that would seek to defeat us and to enter in and take up residence, take up the space that's in our mind. When we love him with all of our mind. 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter and the 5th verse says this, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Every high thing, that the thing that tries to get above you, that thing that tries to rule over you, you have to bring those thoughts into captivity to the obedience of Christ, to his name, to his authority. Every thought, every fear, everything that would try to cause you to lose life and love in God must be brought into captivity to the obedience of Christ under the authority of the word. Under the authority of his name, under the authority of the love that he has given you. Amen. The great thing about his command in Luke 10:27 is that if you read this following, is that loving him with all of our mind leads to us loving our neighbor as ourself. When we love Jesus, when we really love Jesus, then we love one another. When we talk about him often, it not only changes our life, but it changes others as well that are around us. When we really love him, we can really love others. So I'm asking you today, I'm asking you to make your mind, to be intentional, to talk about it often. I'm asking you to think on his name. Talk about him. Talk about Jesus often to others. Think on his name. And when you do, he promised to keep you in perfect peace. I want you to pray with me now for it to be that way, for that to be the way that you live, that to be the way you think, and to love right now in Jesus. Father, I thank you that you are love, God, and that we have hope in you. And God, I'm choosing today, and I'm praying for everybody that's listening and watching this, God, that they would as well, that they would think on your name. And Lord, that they would love you with all of their mind as well, all their strength, all their soul, everything about them. That God, all the things that we're feeling and all the things that are crowding in on us right now and trying to take away our peace, God, that they would be put to the side and we would be filled to capacity in our mind and our thoughts with the love of God, with the name that is above everything that's named. And so, Father, I pray this for every individual, every life, every home, every family, Father. I pray in Jesus' name right now that your love would fill them and that you would be glorified and that you would be magnified. And Father, there would be salvation. Our hope is in you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.